Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily CTA podcast fueled by Pilot House. So the Daily CTA, we are a newsletter and podcast about everything you need to know in the marketing world in only 5 quick minutes. We understand you're important and busy, and it's too damn hard to stay on top of what's happening all the time. So sit back, because we're going to be your eyes and ears on what's moving that industry needle. So what's on the menu today? Well, we're going to be looking into Twitter Purge, LinkedIn Experiments, Oatly Ads, and Luxury, and how it's back in style. Let's hop right back into it, folks. So Twitter is purging inactive accounts that have had no activity at all for several years. This move could free up a large number of coveted usernames, which may become available for users to claim. Elon Musk has been interested in freeing up usernames since becoming Twitter's owner. The move to free up usernames could potentially benefit Twitter's ability to generate revenue by the luring lapsed users back to the platform. However, details about the process and what will happen to memorialize these accounts have not been addressed yet. LinkedIn is reportedly testing AI-powered features that suggest the first draft of feed posts. The system would prompt users to share their ideas and would then offer suggestions for the first draft of a LinkedIn post. Critics argue that the feature could generate a lot of poor quality content and may undermine the value of LinkedIn as a platform for users to share their actual insights and knowledge. While it is likely that the feature will become increasingly common, there is a concern that people will outsource their thinking to AI, thereby reducing the value of human knowledge and expertise. Plant-based milk Oatly is encouraging milk sellers to promote their carbon footprints in exchange for free advertising worth up to $50,000. The initiative is a part of the company's push for greater sustainability and environmental transparency. Oatly has already committed to reducing its carbon footprint per liter of oat milk by 70% and to printing its climate footprint on product-based labels. The move, as a research shows, a growing number of consumers are opting for plant-based milk alternatives, particularly younger consumers that are concerned with the environment. List Q1's hottest brands and products index ranks Prada, Miu Miu, and Moncler as the hottest brands, and a Uniqlo shoulder bag, Rick Owens sunglasses, and Bottega Veneta earrings among the hottest products. The index takes into account social media mentions, user searches, and product sales. Katie Lubin, VP of Branding Communications at List, notes the trend for affordable and luxury brands, reflecting the cost of living crisis and inflation. Brands with a mix of accessibility and uniqueness, such as Skims, Kim Kardashian shapewear line, are gaining popularity as the trend of casualization, almost. Lubin also highlighted Prada's ability to engage younger shoppers through archival products about its 1990s collection. So it's definitely interesting to watch. And that is today's Daily CTA. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. My name is Jordan Gillis, and I'll happily see you tomorrow.